play Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata on the piano. But you know what? With time and practice, I'm sure I can. And that's one of the keys. Practicing positive affirmations every day. So start your day by telling yourself something really positive. Tell yourself, well, you know what, actually I handled that situation well, or I look really nice in this outfit today, or I just enjoy being with my pet, cat, dog. I'm enjoying being with my children. Do something for your body every day. Fill it with positive, healthy foods and drinks that nourish it, make it thrive. I have choices. So I can stop on my way into work. I can buy that latte and that buttered roll or bagel and cream cheese and get to work and grab donut because somebody brought donuts in. And then for lunch, I'm going to go out. I'm going to get myself a Big Mac. You know, and I'm kind of hungry in the afternoon, so I go to the candy machine and I buy myself some more of those M&Ms. And I don't know what I'm going to get on for dinner on the way home, so I stop and pick up a pizza. And boy, you know what? As I'm sitting there watching TV, that bag of chips, really good. But you know what? How does that affect my body? At least I'm having breakfast. Well, I need to make healthier choices in what I'm eating. I'm going to choose to have water rather than soda. Studies even are saying diet soda is not good. I'm going to have a piece of fruit rather than those M&Ms. I'm going to get a salad instead of having a Big Mac. I'm going to start making other choices, which is going to allow my body to feel nourished and thrive. In addition to that, I think I might exercise. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean I'm going to join the gym? Not necessarily. It can be things as simple as I'm going to park my car a little further away from my office, so I have to walk a little bit more. And instead of taking the elevator, I'm going to take the stairs. And I don't know. I'm going to get myself a treadmill. Maybe I will join the gym or take a yoga class. I'm going to go for a walk on my lunch hour. I'm going to add some activity to my life every single day. And I'm going to notice by the choices that I'm making that my body is beginning to respond. Here's another really important thing about self-love. Our brain likes to believe everything it thinks, even if it's not true. Because it's my brain, it must be correct. Sometimes, even in the face of truth, my brain wants to believe that what it thinks is always correct. It's a computer. So that if my brain has been given misinformation, we used to say in the computer world, not that I was ever in the computer world, but it used to be said, garbage in, garbage out. So there is oftentimes an inner critic. That voice may be a parental voice, or a voice of a teacher, or a voice of peers from when we were in school, laughing at us, making fun of us. And that small little voice inside, that little critical voice inside, has been playing and playing and playing to the point where we believe it. So if I think, and I have clients that come and say, I have no talents at all. I am so untalented, it's not even funny. Well, we begin to explore that belief system. And maybe they can't paint like Michelangelo or even Picasso. I find out that they like to knit, or I find out they enjoy gardening, or that they're good at making an omelet. I had a client who grew up in a household where her mother was a fantastic baker, and she believed that she could never bake like her mother. We worked on this belief system for a long time. And one day she came in and said, "You know what? I made a pie. And it was a good pie. It was an excellent pie. And I learned to love making pies. And I'm making another pie. And I'm bringing a piece of pie in for you." And she realized that she herself is a good baker. Changed a belief system. Changed a habit. It expanded her life. Part of good self-love is surrounding people who love and encourage you. So if I have negative self-talk and I have people in my life that are also telling me that I'm dumb and stupid, that it's not going to help me at all. We all need people in our life to support us, to encourage us, and to love us. It is other esteem, it is other love, and at the same time, if I don't have a really good ability in my brain yet, the functioning of my brain to yet come up with positive things, to hear positive things from other people, and begin to play them over and over in my head can really help. With that being said, having people who love you and encourage you in your life, it's really important to end toxic relationships. Now, what do I mean by that? These are relationships that make you feel less than. People who put you down. People who create chaos in your life. I've been told that there's three kinds of relationships based on energy. So we have a relationship where after we leave that person, we feel excited. We feel jazzed up. Wow, that was great. I had so much fun with that person. I just love being with that person. Then we have the kind of relationship where we are sharing the energy, where we both come away feeling really excited about that relationship, that friendship. I feel good about being with you. You feel good about being with me. We are enhancing our life. And then there's the relationship, generally the toxic relationship, where when you leave, that was exhausting. I feel depleted. Those types of relationships are considered toxic. Creating chaos, depleting our energy, feeling like work. It's okay to end those kinds of relationships. And stop comparing yourself. I hear my clients and hey, you know, I used to compare myself. You know what? I realized there's always someone taller. Well, I am short, so there is always someone taller, but there's also always someone shorter than I am. There's someone that is richer, and there's someone who's poorer. There's someone who's more talented, there's someone that's less talented. Comparing never does anything. It makes a lose-lose situation when I compare, because I don't want to get to know you because you may see that I'm not as good as you, and the tendency is to compare as in terms of being less than. So something I might learn from you, I'm not going to, because you're better than I am and I can't show you how terrible I am. at whatever it could be. It prevents growth. It keeps us stuck when we compare. And the reality is, it's really about looking at myself. So, am I doing better today than I did yesterday? If not, how come? What do I need to do to enhance myself today? To feed my soul today? To make healthier food choices today? And it also means to celebrate when we have a win. A pat on the back. Wow, I did a good job. So, if I make a really good meal, I might say to my husband, "Was that good?" He says, "Yes." "That's good. I'm glad he says that. That makes me happy." And I say this all the time, and it's a little word, big important word. And I think I really enjoyed that meal. I really enjoyed what I cooked. I am a good cook. I can say those things. I can be proud of what I've achieved. The other thing that's important in terms of developing self-love is stepping out of your comfort zone and trying something new. So often people say, "Well, if I can't do it perfectly the first time, I'm not going to do it." Well, then we're not going to get anywhere. Most all things have to be practiced. So the first time I scramble an egg, it may not come out well. That's okay. Let me do it again. The first time I draw something may not come out well, but let me do it again. Let me practice. We have here in Flemington, a painting store. Not where you can necessarily go buy painting supplies or paint for your house, but it's where you can go do group painting. You can have a painting party. And, you know, a group of people get together and there's a particular topic for painting and everybody gets their canvas and their paints and they spend an hour or so painting and maybe even learning. And sometimes people realize that, wow, you know what, I'm actually pretty good at this. Some people say, "Well, I'm not so good at it, but boy, excuse me, I really enjoyed that. I had a lot of fun doing that. And you know what, I think the more I do it, the better I get at it. It was really uncomfortable at first because I didn't know what I was doing, but now I'm learning." Even as simple as practicing assertiveness is oftentimes for those of us who have been doormats, to start practicing standing up for ourselves, not aggressively, not passively aggressively, but assertively. That means I say what I say and I mean what I say. And I use I statements. I can go into my boss and say, "Well, the project you gave me, I looked at it and I'm not sure I can handle it. I think I need more training. I need more time to get it done. You gave me a deadline, I need more time to get it done. I have too many other projects on my desk. I'm going to ask that you give this to so and so, or because I want this project to be done well. There's too much on my desk. There's no way I'm going to be able to address all of these things and do them all well." It's assertive. "You know, really nice person. I enjoyed meeting you tonight. I don't think we really have a connection. No, I really don't want another date. It's not personal. I just don't feel we have a connection. No, thank you. I really don't want that other piece of cake. Or no, I don't want second helpings. Thank you. Thank you is a good thing. Embrace the things that you notice about yourself that make you feel a little different. Things that make you feel a little special. Because we are all individuals. We all have aspects of ourselves that are different from everyone else. Embrace those things. Love those things that make you different. Being normal. I just want to be normal. I just want to be normal. I want to be like everybody else. I want to be normal. Well, I say to my clients, let's not work at being normal. Let's work at being healthy. Because normal may actually mean, well, if I want to be normal, I'm going to get the bagel and the latte and the donut and the... you know what? I don't think I want to be normal. I want to be healthy. I want to embrace the thing that makes me a little different from you. And love that particular thing or things about myself. One of the things that we tend to do quite often, again with comparing, especially for us women, is we're always looking in the mirror and again comparing. We don't look like the models. We don't look like the stars. Remember, these things are photoshopped. You know, I'm going to buy that particular cream that's going to remove wrinkles. I mean, I know this particular actress has got to be, you know, 65 years old, and she looks exactly like she did when she was 25. Well, Photoshop, they remove those things. Or she's had money to have a facelift. Don't kid yourself. Those magazines make you feel like your body isn't perfect. And in real life, models don't look like that. They lengthen arms, they lengthen necks, they cut out tummies and do all kinds of things through Photoshop. And so everybody looks like the Barbie doll. These are mannequins that happen to have origins in real people. But technically, they're mannequins showing off makeup and clothing and even dog food. Again, that's comparing. It just doesn't help. And take time out for yourself to breathe. Clear your mind. 10 minutes just to sit and listen to some calming music or light a candle or watch the clouds. Stop and smell the roses. It is an important aspect of self-love. To slow down. And become mindful. Mindfulness I talk about quite often. Notice what you see, what you smell, what you taste. What you hear, what you touch. It helps you understand and recognize what you feel, what you think, and what you want, and what you need. If I stop and do a body check, oh, actually, I may notice I'm thirsty. I might notice that I'm hungry. I didn't even realize that. I've been working so hard. I worked right through lunch. Here it is 3:00. I didn't even notice that I was hungry. I didn't even stop for a pee break all day. And you know what? I'm really thirsty. I have nothing but this empty cup of coffee from 8:30 this morning sitting on my desk. And it's 3:00. I've had nothing to drink. Nothing to eat. I've been so focused. Be mindful. Find something to be grateful for every day. We might not think that we have anything to be grateful for. And it could be something really simple. I'm grateful that I have electricity. I'm grateful that I had shovels to shovel snow. I'm grateful I had the ability to shovel snow. I'm grateful for my aching muscles because I know that they're there from shoveling snow. It's amazing what feeling grateful for things can do. It can boost your energy. It can shift your mind from negative thinking to positive thinking. Sometimes I suggest to my clients make a gratitude list. 25 things you're grateful for. What? 100 things. What? Yeah, make that list. Learn to say no. Saying no doesn't make you a bad person. Saying no can make you an assertive person, make you a smart person. Means you recognize your limits. Set your boundaries. And forgive yourself. You know what? We all make mistakes. We've all done things where we're embarrassed or ashamed. It's part of the human condition. We are not perfect people. But letting it play over and over and over and over in our head does nothing to enhance self-love. It keeps us stuck in the past, dwelling on the past. Let me learn from my mistakes and move on. It helps believe in the ability to change. I'm not going to do that again. That didn't turn out very well. Rather than, oh my gosh, how stupid. I can't believe I did such a dumb thing. I'm such a jerk. Huge difference. Give up on your need for approval from others. That means I need to be approving of myself. That goes along with self-forgiveness. Asking myself, what did I learn? Okay, I made the mistake and I'm going to move on. And I'm going to give myself a pat on the back for some of the positive things that I've done. Speaking of letting go, let go of past traumas and wounds. This might be a time when you, if you notice that you have a lot of that, to seek out some therapy. To have someone who is supportive in your life that can understand some of the trauma that you might have gone through. And give us the tools to let it go. Again, so that we don't dwell there. So that it doesn't limit our life. Sometimes those traumas and those wounds are fraught with mistaken belief systems that we have to relearn. Or learning how to trust again. Or learning about self-care. Learning about how to find a happy place where you can feel totally at ease with yourself. Sometimes we can do this through imagery work. So I need to take another little commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments talking about self-love.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I'm talking about self-love, not selfishness, but self-love based in self-care, the way we think, positive thoughts, gratitude, self-care in terms of how we take care of our bodies, in terms of the choices of what we eat, getting in some exercise, good sleep, taking care of our surroundings. If I create my surroundings in a way that are loving and comfortable, not because I want company to come and go, what a lovely home, but because I myself want to enjoy where I live. I'm going to use colors that I like, that please me. It's not selfish. It's self-love. It's self-care. If I don't like rooms that are painted red, why would I paint my room red and then sit in that red room if I don't like it? It's recognizing our limits and boundaries. So that means there's times I might need to say no. There's times I might need that I need to practice things, that I'm not going to compare myself with others, that I'm going to celebrate my wins and give myself a pat on the back. I'm going to give myself a place that I'm going to call a comfort zone. It might be a place at home. Sometimes I say to clients, especially couples, do you have a spot in your home that you could kind of make yours? And even if it's not a couple, just an individual, do you have a spot in your home and say, this is my spot. This little corner here in the living room, when I'm sitting in this chair and I have a candle lit, that's my space. You don't come and talk to me. I'm setting up a boundary. I have a space that is mine. It's for my quiet time. And that may be a little uncomfortable, but sometimes we need to do that. Step out of our comfort zone and try something new by setting those limits and boundaries and practice some mindfulness. All of these things are important. It helps us feel light, feel positive, feel good about ourselves. And when we have those feelings about ourselves, we're able to love our neighbors more. We are more energized because of our own self-care. Therefore, I can give more to others because I have more to give. It's very interesting. The more love I have, the more self-love I have, the more love I have to give. So there are a lot of benefits. It's a win-win situation. Again, it's not about selfishness. It's not about narcissism. Self-love, self-esteem, making yourself your own best friend can be extremely important. It can help us reach our goals. It can make us happier people. It can give us some self-compassion when we're struggling with some emotional issues. It may even help us stop procrastinating. It can get us through tough times and adversity. Most importantly, self-love helps me know who I am. It helps me accept who I am. It gives me a greater sense of confidence and approval. When I love myself, I look better. Because I'm taking care of myself. I stand up taller. My shoulders are back instead of slumped forward. I've accepted my imperfections and I begin to say, you know what? I feel more beautiful inside and out. My relationships are better. They're healthier because I may have actually removed those toxic relationships. My children are happier. Yes. Can you imagine that? By loving myself, my children are happier. As a matter of fact, research suggests that children who grow up in families where their parents have good self-love, good self-esteem, teach their children good self-love and good self-esteem, that they actually have better success and are happier as they become adults. And when we're happy with ourselves, the world around us actually changes. Because self-love makes us a better person and improves us physically, psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually. We become more attractive. And self-love, as is love in general, though it is an emotion, it is a choice. I can make a choice to love myself. I can make a choice to respect myself. I can make that choice to be mindful, to act on what I need rather than what I want. Good self-care, that's a choice. Setting boundaries, those are choices. Setting limits, it's a choice. Forgiving yourself is a choice. Accepting that you're a human being, flawed, and striving to make improvements. Learning from your mistakes, that's a choice. So self-love is about living intentionally, accepting yourself, loving yourself. forgiving yourself, finding purpose through doing things that you enjoy. It is meaningful and it's healthy. Not normal. Making decisions based on the intent of self-love, to feel good about yourself, to succeed purposefully. Not about succeeding financially, succeeding purposely. You will feel more accomplished in what you do and how you live. And the more you accept yourself, and the more you love yourself, and the more you appreciate your abilities, your self-love will grow. And as your self-love grows, your ability to love your neighbor, because you have so much to give back, is there. It becomes a never-ending source of love. Loving your neighbor as you love yourself. Golden rule. So I hope this was helpful today. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. I am a licensed professional counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington, New Jersey. And if you're interested in more of what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altarole, two L's. Counselor, O-R, one word, altarollcounselor.net or .com. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. If you would like to make a suggestion for the show or a comment on today's show, I'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to set up an appointment, I deal with many different types of issues. I deal with depression and anxiety, addictions recovery, families who are struggling with addiction, codependency, adult children of alcoholics, or adult children of dysfunction, obsessive compulsive disorders, eating disorders, post-traumatic stress, grief and loss, anger management,